The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 459.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a matcha-holic, and she'll elaborate more on that, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jules Reyes. Jules, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, thank you for having me. Yes, I am a matcha-holic. For some of you that don't know what matcha is, it's a finely ground powder of green tea from the tencha leaves. And you might have seen it in matcha lattes or made into ice creams or desserts. But I am obsessed with matcha, and I built or started communities around my passion for it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jules, I am also a matcha-holic, so don't worry. I know how passionate, I love it just as much, you know, just especially here in Toronto, there's so many, like it's just crazy. So I'm a fellow matcha-holic as well. So thanks for sharing that. And Jules, what's your cultural background?
I am Filipino. My parents both have Spanish in their blood. And I've heard from my aunt that on my dad's side, we're part Malaysian, but I don't know. I've always identified as Filipino.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, wanting to be someone else is a complete waste of the person you are. And I forget who said that, but I totally align with it. And it's something that I had to realize down the line and come to terms with.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I really love that quote that you mentioned. It's actually the first time I've heard it, but it's so true, right? We're here to be our true selves. And sometimes when we try to be somebody else, it really hurts us in the end. So, you know, just learning to be your authentic self is the greatest thing to be. And just, you know, people will gravitate to you because, you know, you're totally different from everyone else. So I really love that quote that you shared. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I would say being unapologetically yourself, and whatever that may mean for someone. For me, I'm learning, because this is, I think, me building my self-confidence is going to be a lifelong journey, and it ebbs and flows, but I've learned to stop apologizing for who I am. So I have certain quirks and flaws, like what I perceive to be flaws, and I just stop apologizing. I'm like, you know what, this is me, take it or leave it. I'm not going to, you know, change who I am to make other people feel comfortable, and that's what I believe self-confidence means for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great definition that you mentioned. As women, especially Asian women, we're always so great at apologizing for every single thing, right? Half the time we don't even know what we're apologizing for, but you know, some people will not everyone will like us. We can't please everybody, but we can learn to love ourselves and work on ourselves to be a better person. And when we can do that, that's when, you know, we can start attracting the right things into our life. So you know, like you mentioned, the quirks, the flaws, you know, it's a part of us. And instead of, you know, shaming it or, you know, being hard on ourselves, we should love it and embrace it in the process. So thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before I really tapped into my true being within the self-confidence, I was very shy. I was outspoken, but that was mostly a defense mechanism. I kind of have a Napoleon complex because I'm on the shorter side. And so I would overcompensate. And yeah, I was just pretty meek. I wasn't assertive. I didn't ask for what I wanted. If I were to speak, like if I were to give an example, like at a restaurant, if I ordered something and if it wasn't made the way I wanted it to be, I would just take it. And now I'm kind of like, I mean, along those lines, like I ask for what I want and I don't settle. And that's something that I did in the past. I settled for a lot of things that didn't make me happy.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? Especially like, you know, something as simple as ordering the kind of food that we want and the person, you know, doesn't follow, right? And, you know, sometimes we're scared to say, you know, you didn't cook it the way that I asked, right? Because people might think we're too pushy or we're too picky. But, you know, sometimes these little things actually add up, right? And the more we just kind of let things go, it hurts us in the end. I mean, you know, if there's something that you were looking for, you should go out there and get it. And sometimes these little things will turn into big things. So it's crazy how something as simple as like ordering the type of food that you want and not getting it can hurt our own self-confidence, right? And what was that point in your life when you realized, like, you know, you are the, you know, an amazing person. You can go out there and be the person that you are today. I mean, especially like creating these awesome communities based on matcha, right? It's like, it's so cool that you get to do something that you love. Like, what was that aha moment?
I would say my aha moment was a pretty vulnerable time and experience not too long ago. I want to say about 3 years ago, where I was involved with this woman that was just really toxic. And I, at the time, couldn't see how toxic of a person she was because I was very insecure. I didn't think that I deserved any better. I didn't think that I was lovable. And so I settled for, it wasn't even a relationship. I'd say it was a situationship for someone who down the line I realized was married. And even with that fact, when I discovered that she was married, it was just such a terrible moment in my life where I still couldn't get out of being involved with her. And so I was battling these feelings of feeling guilt and feeling like I was a terrible person when I knew I wasn't, you know, like I it was never my intention to get involved with someone who was married because that was something that was omitted when we first met. And down the line, I would just constantly beat myself up and emotionally, mentally, for just not being strong enough to see past all of the bullshit that she was spinning my way. And I couldn't see past any of that. And it was a very tumultuous time in my life that even now as I'm speaking about it, I still feel the guilt. Like I still feel like, God, that's not me. Like that wasn't me. Why did I do that? Why couldn't I be strong enough to stop seeing her despite the fact that I knew that she was married? Why couldn't I, you know, feel secure within myself to know that I did deserve someone better who did love me for who I am and didn't treat me like a rag doll. You know, I was kind of there at her convenience whenever she wanted to spend time with me. It would always be on her time. And it was a very lonely period. And finally, when I had the strength to walk away from that situationship with her and realize, like, I deserve better. I'm worthy of everything good that life has to offer. I started to tap into the self-confidence piece where I felt like a good person again. And I felt like I was worthy of love and meeting someone that completely accepted me for who I was. Because when I was involved with this woman, she would constantly tear me apart, like talking of like just really making me feel terrible about my like physical appearance, guilting me into decisions that I didn't want, like, you know, things that I wasn't completely comfortable with. But I still didn't have the strength to say no or to walk away. And at that moment, when I, that aha moment, I found people and just mentors that really helped me tap into myself and pour back into who I am and what I love. And if I could share some of those people, Alex L on Instagram, I want to say was at the forefront of that, where I followed her work, her quotes, I bought her books. And she helped me realize through her words that I do matter, that my past does not define me, that I'm worthy, and that I, you know, I have to have the qualities. Like, if I wanted to attract love, I am love. I have to realize that I am love and own it. So that was my aha moment. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I think we've all been through a relationship where it was toxic, right? Where we just settle because we feel like there's nothing else out there. And then sometimes we're afraid to lose that person, or because we're afraid, like, you know, we're going to be alone, or, you know, there's no other partner for us. But we have to realize, like you mentioned, we deserve better. Love starts with ourselves, right? And learning to work on that, because if we don't know how to love ourselves, then we wouldn't know the kind of love that we deserve. So I think that's great that you're able to walk out of that and have, you know, mentors that can help you along a way to realize, you know, how beautiful you are, right? How amazing you are. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Since that moment, I want to say it was, I spent a lot of time by myself for a year, just really pouring back into me and practicing self-care and what that meant to me. Matcha was a part of the self-care routine because it just fulfilled me. And now I'm living a life by design where I was settling for the job I had and I was settling for a situationship with someone that just wasn't a good person. And I was able to, as I started to pour back into myself and realize that I'm worthy, I started to attract people to me that also share the similar energy. Like, we were on the same wavelength. And it's crazy because I had this vision board with all of the things that I'd like to manifest in my life, whether it was, you know, abs, which I'm still working on, and, you know, just the qualities that I desired in a partner. I would put it up on this board. And finally, as I was dating a bunch of people, I finally met someone that I was really excited about. And her and I, we're still together. She's my girlfriend now. Her name is Jazz. But the freaky moment was when we decided to move in together. I had to take down my vision board because it's something that I made like a crystal shape out of cork. And I had to take down all of the pieces. And I saw this post-it note that I posted up on it. And it said something along the lines of, I'm wanting to manifest someone who's also practicing self-love and self-care, who, you know, is working on becoming a better version of themselves, who is, and I just started naming all these qualities. And I put the date at the bottom of the post-it note, and it was September 21st. And I was like, holy shit, September 21st, this is the day I met Jazz. But I had no idea that I wrote that post-it note in the morning and I put it up on my board. And later that evening, Jazz and I connected on this lesbian dating app called Her. And so that was freaky. And I was like, oh my God, this is working. Like, I feel like I'm on an upward spiral within myself, and I'm starting to attract people and this person to me that loves me and cares about me and treats me the way I deserve to be treated and, you know, allows me to be me. And I think that's the piece that was difficult with people I dated before, where I kind of felt restricted. I wasn't able to be, you know, unapologetically myself. And that hindered my feeling of confidence. Yes.
I think that's great, you know, and sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason, and, you know, we don't need, like, you don't have to explain it, right? It just, it happens. Like, you know, you manifested, you know, someone who loves you for who you are, and it happened to be on that date. And I think it's so cool how the universe works sometimes, right? It just works in mysterious ways, and you just have to embrace it. And, you know, don't worry about manifesting abs, because I'm still manifesting it for like 3 years. So don't worry, I feel your pain, but I know it's going to happen, right? But it's just, you know, when you can manifest something like positive, it's just amazing how it just all falls into place, right? Naturally, right? No force, nothing. Like, you know, it just happens in this easy flow. And I think that's amazing that, you know, you're able to find someone who loves you for who you are and then be able to live a life by design. Because I think a lot of people forget, like, their mind is so powerful that they can manifest anything they want. And obviously, sometimes it's not going to come the next day when you think about it. But, you know, the more you like think about it and believe in yourself and start working on yourself, it does come, right? And when you like look back, you're like, I can't believe this happened, right? So I think it's cool that, you know, the story you shared, you were able to do that. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say embrace all of you, you know, all of your quirks, your physical features, your things that you perceive to be flaws, your values. But I think most importantly, your passion, whatever your passion is, flow with it, go with it. There's a reason why you're passionate about whatever it is you're passionate about. And for me, that's matcha. I'm so passionate about it. And I resisted it for so long where people would say, you love matcha, you should do something in it. And I'm like, no, that's stupid. What is there to do in matcha? What could I do in matcha? Like, I couldn't wrap my mind around doing something that I love. And finally, I gave in and I was like, okay, I'm going to go full force with this matcha thing. And I don't know what it's going to yield. And today, as I embrace myself and as I embrace my passion, all of these opportunities are opening up just because of matcha. You know, I met you. I was connected to you, Sheena, because of my matcha page. And I think that's such a beautiful thing, you know, like when you finally tune into who you are and what you love, beautiful things start to happen and unfold because you're ready. So I would just say embrace it, don't resist it. And you'll know when it's time that, you know, you're ready.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that tip. And, you know, it's great how you just, you know, went in for it, right? Just you went for it. You took that leap of faith, not even knowing what's going to happen, right? Like, you know, some people will be like, why matcha? You know, what can you do with it? But like, it's just like, it can go beyond that, right? And sometimes there's a bigger picture out there and we just don't know it yet. So I think that's great that, you know, you were able to do that and, you know, just be yourself in the process. I think that's what makes it so much more beautiful. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your matcha work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I have three pages on Instagram for matcha. One for San Francisco, which is matcha.sf. One for Los Angeles, which is matcha.la. And one for New York, which is matcha.nyc. And my personal is Matcha Jules, MATCHAJULES. So I'm kind of overdosing with matcha there with my Instagram handles, but that's how you can find me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jules, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Jules's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Jules for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. This is amazing. I think what you're doing for women and building their self-confidence is so needed, especially today. So thank you.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.